Justice Department drops auto-open investigation into Biden amid Trump pressure. The Justice Department, under persistent pressure from President Trump, investigated former President Joseph R. Biden Jr. for allegedly illegal use of the auto-open to sign pardons and other presidential documents, but prosecutors ultimately found no credible basis for criminal charges. Initiated by Trump and conservative media claims that Biden lacked the mental capacity to issue final pardons, the inquiry was first led by interim U.S. Attorney Ed Martin, and later by Trump ally Jeanine Pirro. Prosecutors struggled to identify any actual crime and were uncertain whether to target Biden or his aides, especially after a 2024 Supreme Court ruling granting sitting presidents broad immunity for official acts. The auto-open case is part of a broader pattern of Trump pressuring the Justice Department to criminally pursue political adversaries. Multiple efforts have faltered, with grand juries refusing indictments or prosecutors abandoning weak cases, including a failed attempt to charge six Democratic lawmakers over a video reminding military and intelligence personnel to resist illegal orders. Despite Trump's personal involvement, signing an order directing investigations into Biden's mental acuity, and even mocking him in White House portrait displays, career prosecutors doubted the legality of pursuing charges. The Justice Department under Trump has repeatedly opened politically motivated investigations, such as targeting Democratic officials in Minnesota, Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and an Atlanta elections office based on debunked election fraud claims. These efforts have reinforced concerns among federal investigators that Trump is increasingly using the criminal justice system for personal retaliation, pressuring prosecutors to pursue cases with little or no legal foundation.